a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
I've been getting involved in a few different things. Keep the hands busy, you know, mind clear. Cooking has been one of them.
Which chicken we pot know, pie.
Chicken pot pie, cake that didn't look very good. And has been requested. My sister actually requested for her birthday. She goes, oh, I heard you're organising cake or something. She goes, it better not be that.
So she's requested not to have it for her
birthday. I said, yeah, that's okay. I've been doing some cooking, been doing some diamond painting, and also been doing some Lego. Now, I brought in some Star Wars Lego a couple of weeks ago. And I will never do that again because everyone's just touching my Lego.
Yeah, they were moving pieces on you, messing with you.
Just don't.
It's like bringing a puzzle in, mate. Of course people are going to like
pick at it. No, just leave my stuff alone. Leave it alone.
Well, don't bring it in. We don't want to see it anyway.
Oh, no. Well, that's the thing. Anyway, I opened up a new box of Lego.
Yeah.
And did this one. Now, I've sent you a photo of it.
Oh, okay.
When do you want
your background music? Do you want your...
Yeah, well, it's in... Well, you can...
Can we look at your photo
you
now?
You can look at the photo now. And this Star Wars one, last time it was Star Wars Lego, it was just the actual word Star Wars from the movie. Yeah. Whereas this time, it's the Imperial Star Destroyer. Right? So,
I love this log. You've got me.
Yeah, and I was going to bring it in, but I thought, no.
No, don't.
No,
absolutely, do not.
Absolutely not.
Have you built it already?
So I built it. It's quite big.
Did you do it in one day?
It's quite 2 days.
That's a photo of the box.
That's a photo of the box.
Where's the completed Star Destroyer?
So the thing is, right, it was a bit hard. A lot of parts there.
Do you run around the house with it like...
I did for a little bit. The thing was is that I sent this into the family chat and I'm like, oh, big Friday night, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Because I had a scotch there and I had my Real Housewives of Beverly Hills on my phone and I had my Imperial Star Destroyer ready to go, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I am living life.
Oh, you are.
And I sent it to the fam and I was, you know, opening everything up. I'm like, oh, I can't wait to get into this. Because my brother actually bought this for me for my 30th birthday.
Wow.
Yeah, and I had
that
it in the cupboard.
That was decades ago.
Yeah. Well, it was one decade ago. I had it in the cupboard and I kind of forgot about it because when I got it, I was like, this is so cool. I don't want to open it just yet. I'll just wait.
Keep it for good.
Right? I kind of forgot about it. And then so I was so excited when I realised I haven't done this one yet. Amazing.
Yeah, because now you're a Star Wars Lego or now you're just a Lego guy.
Well, no, I've always been a Lego guy, but I'm just getting back into it, right? And so anyway, then I sent it to the fam chat and I'm like, oh, thanks, Chris. This is awesome. And then his wife sent a message and said, just so you're aware, he paid $80 for it, but unopened currently it's selling for $550.
Oh, my God. Seriously?
And you just ripped it open
and
built it?
And I had already opened it.
Are you serious?
$550. Yeah. Unopened Star Wars.
Think
now,
about how much Lego you could have bought for $550.
Would I have sold it, though? People keep asking me this question in the family. Are you happy with your decision? And it's like, well, I mean, money's in the eye of the beholder, isn't it? Like
no,
it
no, it's time. Literally no, money. Literally, yeah, amounts to that
I don't
amount
know.
Of money.
And then, very you know, trackable. All the messenger was like, pack it up, Lauren! Pack it up!
reseal the plastic bags.
I'd already ripped the individual bags. Good decision, bad decision?
Yeah, great life choices all round. I'm so impressed with everything you just brought to the table. Such a winner.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
The biggest lineup of entertainment is only on Stan.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy on K-Rock. Huh? Movies explained badly.
What we do each and every week is we go on Stan, we peruse some movies, and then we have a look at the little blog that's there, and then that explains what movie we're going to watch. But instead of doing it correctly like Stan do, we do it badly to see if our mates can figure out what movie we're talking about.
Yeah, beautifully handled by you, Matt. the intro stopped and I just pointed at her. She just went with it, mate. You nailed that.
Hey, thank you.
So good. Just like the biggest lineup of entertainment only on Stan, it is my turn this week. After this week, I get a dream run of 2 weeks in a row where I don't have to do anything
That's
at all.
That's currently what I'm on at the moment.
You're on the streak, eh? Is this your second week of the run?
No, first.
Oh, mate. It's like this is like Friday afternoon for you.
I know,
like,
always. Knocked off.
It's all right. I know. Don't worry. I'll do it next week. Okay. I'll do movies explained badly next week.
All right. I'm going to explain the plot to a movie. You guys have to tell me what it is. The first go at it will be, here we go. Ready? You ready?
That's yep. Right.
Son of the ultimate daddy has a secret life.
Son?
Son of the ultimate daddy.
Ultimate daddy.
Would be God.
Big dog, yeah.
Right? Son of the ultimate
daddy. Well, it's
JC. Yeah, you know me.
Is this all completely blasphemous?
No, you're actually on the right track.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'm scared then.
It is pretty blasphemous, but, you know, we'll deal with that.
Are we going
the son of God.
Are we going some sort of serious movie here? What's the one, the Mel Gibson, Passion of the Christ type thing?
No. Do you want another clue?
Yeah, that's a bit serious, that movie. Hang on. What was that one again?
Yeah, no, give it to us again.
You want that clue again? Yeah. Son of the ultimate daddy has a secret life.
So Jesus has a secret life.
Okay, go.
Oh, no. Sorry, that's... Oh, no. No, I'm not.
Do you want to go one more time?
No, oh. Is it blind?
I know. Don't worry. I'm not saying anything. We'll get another clue there, thanks, Tom.
Okay. A treasure hunt for history nerds, but with a whole lot more murder and fewer laughs.
Okay.
Are you under this?
I think so.
I think she knows.
All right, come on, go. That's
fine. I've just choose not. Let me just say this. Okay. Does it involve Tom Hanks?
It does, yes.
Okay. So.
Do you know now, Cameron, that she's giving you that?
Yeah, Loggy's giving me the clue. Da Vinci Code? Is that what you're thinking?
Is that it?
It is.
Yes.
The chief of police would like your assistance.
I'm not sure how much help I'm going to be here.
Dear God.
Well done, guys.
Well done, Log. Yeah. You got that one. Great work.
No, I didn't. You got it, Cameron. Well done, you.
No, you got that
nice and early,
but then played it out for radio quality.
Yeah, it's like the first word into Tom's first clue, you didn't just blurt out, Da Vinci Code. So you're getting this. This is great.
Okay. That's where it ends for me.
The biggest lineup of entertainment only on Stan.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Good weather to go grab a beer. My shout. We'll get a couple of rounds.
Well, it's always your shout, Cameron Link.
No.
You've done very well for yourself.
No, because if I get a round, you're going to have to get a round.
Does that make you sad that everyone's just like, you've got money, so you will just always do a shout?
Well, I want to know if the shout's dead or not, because...
Damn it, he didn't bite.
No. If you... if I get...
It's not important that he bites now. It's important that he buys at the pub.
Yes, exactly.
Hey, I want to know, do you two seriously go for a drink after Friday show?
Sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, God, if I'd known that, I would have worked on Friday morning.
Depends on how much of a trash fire our weeks have been.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes we're like, they see us coming and they're like, these two.
They're already ready on the bar. Anyway, we're doing one of these.
Please help. Call me now. The K-Rock phone poll.
Is buying a round still a thing? Do you still go to the pub and buy a round for whoever you're there with? I mean, I understand if you're there with eight people, it's probably a stretch.
Yeah.
But if you're there with three mates...
Eight people and you're buying pints, that's an expensive round.
No, we're having pots.
Yeah, but once it gets... See, if you go first, then once it gets to you, you're like, free beers!
And
Once you've got your round out of the way, it's a party time. Like,
you've also, though, got to crunch the numbers and go, am I going to be here and well, I want to drink eight pints?
Exactly.
Great point. I mean, who doesn't? But drink responsibly. So apparently Gen Z's and millennials sort of moving away from buying rounds at the pub, partly because of cost of living, partly because of technology. They're more sort of embracing the QR code on the table, so you just order your drink and you don't have to wait for table service, that type of thing. But on 52232955, we want to know if you're still buying rounds at the pub. Andrew's on the line from Armstrong Creek. Andrew, is it your shout, mate?
Yeah, look, I think so. I think it comes down to how many people you also have. I think three is the sweet spot. But once you start going over three people, then you're in for a pretty long commitment. Could be an hour or two.
Mm.
And there's a couple of risks involved in that as well. If you start early and you're like, hey, we'll just start with a beer, but then an hour later everyone wants to switch up to double scotches, then all of a sudden you're in a bit of a jam as well. So that's a variable. But for me, I go to the footy a lot and... We've decided that, we usually do a couple, there's a number of us that go and we stand behind the girls and we get into shouts with usually about three of us, maybe four at the most, but we know that we're going to go all year, so we don't care. Whoever starts or finishes or whatever it is, so it's an extension. extended shout.
Yeah. Andrew, I love your organisation. That's great foresight.
Oh, we're all over it.
So do you have a list in your phone so that you're like, okay, Lingy bought it this time, so that means it's mine?
Late millennial, early Gen X, so we've got the memory to just work it out. Nice. And the next person next week. Whose shout was it? Yeah, mate, my shout. I'm on. Okay, off you go.
Andrew, has
one in the group done a bit better with their life than the others and sort of probably needs to lead the way?
That's a really good question. Probably, to be honest with you, probably not. I think we're all sort of in a similar kind of standing. So I think that makes it a little bit more comfortable as well. Because I've gone for dinner with you know, younger people and all that sort of stuff, and definitely you get the QR out, you do your own thing, you're not quite as comfortable. So you kind of got to fill the waters a little bit.
We do know a guy that frequents Geelong footy matches and he's done quite well for himself. Andrew, he might be coming around.
Get yourself anytime, Wingy.
Get yourself a Cameron Link.
And I'll even hang around for the next one, buddy.
Yeah, I kind of want to be in Andrew's shout. He's got it sorted. It's a great setup.
Well sorted. I may switch up to bourbons or whiskeys afterwards, so get ready for that one.
Oh, he can afford it.
He's all over.
Nothing like a $16 mid-strength in a plastic cup. What a gift.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.